Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of That's the Tea. Today's an extra special day because it is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all those amazing dads out there. I hope you're eating really well today, and I hope you're doing things that you enjoy, and I hope no one's bugging you or giving you any shit. You deserve it. Dads are the toughest dudes in our lives. Like, since we're born, you know, like that's who we look up to, and that's who we're scared of. Although my mom was, you know, it still is kind of fucking scary when she's mad. But, you know, to me, like, the tough guy, if I was walking with my dad somewhere, like, I felt protected, you know, because that's my dad. He's my dad, you know. That's all I need to know to understand that that's my protector, and it makes me feel safe, and it's a blanket that you can't buy anywhere. It's just, like, that security blanket that that life sometimes grants you. And if you're lucky enough to have an amazing dad, I hope you're appreciative of everything they've done for you, because it's not easy. Some of us are very lucky to still have our old man in our lives, and we need to make sure they feel loved and appreciated. These men have struggled with their own issues, and you know, they still raised us. They've given us everything they possibly could. And that's admirable, and that's beautiful at the same time, because, you know, your dad is only the knowledge that he got from his family, you know, his dad, if he had a dad or if he didn't. He is that knowledge, and, you know, that knowledge might not be vast, but the love that comes from him was enough to kind of balance that knowledge out, if that makes sense. You know, some of us don't know what the fuck we're doing as dads. We just love our kids, and we know that we have to provide, and we do our best, and we all do it in our own way. We show it in how we show it, however we believe it's the right way, or how we think our children need it. This episode is a celebration to every dad out there. We all have amazing stories about our dads, right? You know, we have bad ones too, because these guys are human, and you know, they're allowed to make mistakes. But I think we can agree that we have mostly good stories about our dads and great experience with these guys. Here's some of the stories about my dad and why I couldn't have picked a better one. You know, now that I'm older, I've realized how much my dad has done for me and my brothers. Like, especially since I'm a dad myself, I can see and relate to things that I had no clue about when I was a kid. There are days when you get home and you're like drained, like physically and mentally just exhausted. But you have kids at home, right? So you have to get there and give them your 100%, because, you know, they've been waiting for you all day. They don't understand or know what you're going through in your own fucking world, right? You know, sometimes you're sick or you're just not feeling good. And, you know, it's not like you get to take a day off from being a parent, right? You still have to give it your best. You know, these people depend on you so much. You're their superhero. My son sometimes, you know, will be scared of things, or he's been scared before, like since he was little. And, you know, I have to be brave no matter what the situation is, what he's scared of. Like, if, you know, if we watch a scary movie and he's scared afterwards, or if he has nightmares, he looks for me as his safety. I have to be there for him no matter what it is, you know, and he sleeps good knowing that I'm there. No matter how scared I am inside and how much I want to shit myself because I'm terrified, I can't show him that. I'm his security blanket, and I'm the tough fucking guy in his life who's gonna kill any monster or ghost that might appear. You know, sometimes I get scared of things in my life too. Like, how am I gonna pay for this? Who's going to watch him while I go to work? You know, how's he gonna get picked up? Who's gonna drop him off at school? Do I have enough of this? Does he have enough of that? But as his dad, like, I have to tackle these things no matter what, because he's depending on me. There have been, you know, days when I didn't have enough money to buy, like, some amazing meal that he wanted, right? And I've had to just get him his and pretend like I wasn't hungry because, you know, I couldn't afford it or whatever. So, you know, there's tough times like that that, you know, you can't show them your struggle. You can't be sad. You can't do any of these things because they believe in you so much. They're just confident that you have the answers. even when you don't. Like, if you don't have a solution for something, you find one, no matter how much it costs you, no matter how much painful it might be behind the scenes. As a father, you go above and beyond for your children. And I've come to realize all these things now that I'm a dad myself. You know, all these things that I've gone through, some of these painful moments, some of these sad moments, some of these scary moments, I'm sure my dad has experienced them too. And I think back to my childhood. There are probably days where when my dad maybe didn't have enough money and he still fucking figured out how to get us that pizza. You know, and as little kids, sometimes, you know, we could be little turds. You know, we get all upset because, you know, one day we wanted McDonald's or whatever, and they didn't get us McDonald's. They gave us whatever was at home. And not once does it cross our minds that, you know, maybe there isn't enough money that day or that week, that month, whatever. And I mean, you know, as I grew older, I realized these things, but it's so clear now because I've gone through some of these moments myself. And, you know, it's so much what a dad has to go through. And we should be as grateful as possible because these are just, you know, these are angels that have been sent to us. And, you know, unfortunately, some of us no longer have our dads here with us. But those that do, you know, we should be as grateful as can be because it's just incredible what another person that has really no responsibility for you once, you know, you're older, like they don't have to do anything for you, but they choose to because they love you. And that's just like the love of a father. No matter who you are, a son or a daughter, you know, your dad would probably go sell his fucking soul if he had to provide. You know, also, like I said, all these things that I have experienced as a dad myself, like all the struggles, I'm sure my dad has gone through some of these things as well. You know, my brothers and I didn't really, you know, we didn't have everything as kids. There's things that, you know, I wish we would have had as kids, but, you know, because of the circumstances, we didn't, you know, whatever. But we always had enough, and I will always be grateful for that. You know, my mom and dad raised 4 kids. I'm only raising one, and it's tough as shit. Raising 4 kids and making sure there's food on the table for every single one of us. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, so much. You know, the love of a father, I don't think ever ceases to exist. And I don't think you ever stop being like their child, no matter how old you are. I'm 31 years old, and, you know, my dad still checks up on me like I'm 9. He still tells me to check both ways when I cross the street. He tells me to put on a sweater because I'm going to get sick, you know, if it's a little chilly outside. In the winter, he insists on cleaning my car. Like, you know, I'm a grown-ass man, and my dad doesn't want me going out there. He'd rather go himself, and he cleans it for me. He turns it on for me, makes sure it's warm, so then I can go in my car. You know, it's just bizarre how, you know, there's no boundaries to when you want to take care of your children. He's also very involved in my son's life, which, you know, I also appreciate because you're an amazing father when you're also an amazing grandfather. You know, every weekend that we visit, my son knows he's going to get some sort of allowance from my dad. My dad has spoiled him that much. You know, I sometimes look at it, you know, I see my son's wallet and I'm like, I've never, not one weekend, not for a whole year did I have as much money as you did in that wallet. That's some bullshit. How does grandpa all of a sudden have all this money for his freaking grandson, you know? But it's beautiful. It's super cool. You know, my son loves it. So I'm happy. You know, if it makes him happy and they're both happy about it, whatever. I'm not that jealous about it. You know, there's all these little cute little stories, and some of them are a little funny, a little embarrassing. I don't even know if I should be sharing some of these things. But, you know, being Father's Day celebration, I think I should, you know, because, you know, it's amazing to hear some of these things from other people that, you know, appreciate their fathers, especially when they become grandfathers, because, you know, at some point they have to babysit, even though they never signed up for it. They kind of just have to do it. So my mom and my sister were usually the ladies that in my life that would help me babysit my son. Like if I had to do something, if I had an opportunity to do something, And, you know, I needed a babysitter on the weekend. That's who would normally would, those were the ladies who would watch my child. And I remember one weekend I got home. It wasn't that late. I want to say it was around midnight or a little before midnight. I got home, and this is one of those moments where it's like, tell me your dad was babysitting without telling me your dad was babysitting. And so I walk into the house, walk into my parents' house, and Leo's still watching TV. I mean, that was not shocking or anything. I expected them to let him stay up for a while. He's still watching TV, but guess what he has on his hands? You know, this is almost midnight. He's got a freaking box of Oreos, and he's pretty much done with all of them. So I'm like, you know, without even having to ask any questions, I knew who was babysitting him. And I'm just like, really, Dad? And I couldn't even be upset. You know, Leo was having a great time. And then, you know, my sister and my mom get home, and they're yelling at my dad, or like they're telling him something like, you know, we told you to do this and that. And I'm just there just kind of shaking my head a little bit. But it's a total grandpa move, so I wasn't upset about it. I just like, please don't ever do that again. And of course now he's like, he tells me like, hey, don't let him have all that sugar, okay? It's bad for him. Yes, it's just like, what do I say to that? I'm like, all right, Dad, all right. You're an OG. You know what you're doing. I'll do whatever you tell me, sure. One time he gave Leo money to spend on whatever he wanted. You know, Leo immediately wanted to spend it on video game stuff, of course. That's what he does. He's like, I want to download this, that, blah, 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 blah. Can I buy this pack? Can I do this? The season pass, blah, 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 blah. I'm sure a lot of you can relate. And if you can't relate yet, just wait. Just wait for a few years when your kid knows about YouTube and knows about video games. Just wait. I'm collecting all those receipts. So when he graduates, I'm going to show him all the money that he spent on video games. And then I'm going to charge him interest. So anyway, my mom was trying to tell him the same thing as I was. We were both like, okay, you can't spend it on video games every time you get money. Like, use it on something else. Save it. And then my dad kind of jumps into conversation. And he's talking to my mom a little bit. And I can't really make out what they're saying. You know, I just know, like, my mom's telling him, like, yeah, he can't always spend it on that. And this fucking guy, my dad, on, like, some little petty little kid shit. I hear him in the background, right? I guess me and my mom are going on about how he shouldn't be spending all that money. I think it was like 20, 25 bucks my dad gave him. Like, we're going on about how he shouldn't just spend them all on a game. And I promise, my dad's in the background, just like a total child. He's like, it's his money. Like, he didn't want to say it out loud, and he didn't want to tell me directly. But he's just like walking away in the background, like, you know, it's his money. You let him do whatever he wants. And I'm just like, you know, I didn't know what to say. I just stayed quiet and I shook my head again. I was just like, oh my God. Total grandpa move again. Like, my dad is just on a roll here. He's also snitched on me, by the way, my dad. One time, Leo got in trouble and I was pretty upset about it. You know, it had to do with like lying or some shit. And Leo knows about that. He knows how much I dislike him lying to me. So I went outside. I took him outside to talk to him because I knew, like, if I talk to him inside the house, like, having both his grandparents with him, it's like having a fucking army. Like, he's going to be protected and I can't do much about it. So I took him outside. I didn't want to embarrass him either in front of everyone. So we're outside and then we step into the garage and I'm talking to him. And I guess I was being a little too loud because I was pretty upset. And my dad is like, somehow this fucking guy is like a vampire in stealth mode. He was behind me and then he peeks in, like he opens the door a little bit and he starts telling me how I shouldn't be yelling at Leo that loud and I shouldn't be that upset with him and he's just a kid and, you know, basically leave him alone. So then he closes the door because I'm like, Dad, let me take care of this real quick, okay? So he didn't like that, obviously. He closed the door and he left and not even a whole minute passed and I get a phone call. You know, my phone's ringing and guess who it is? It's my mom. My dad snitched on me. He went and told my mom that I was yelling at her grandson and I was, you know, disciplining him, whatever. So my mom's like, can you come inside the house, bring Leo inside the house, blah 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 blah, stop yelling at him. So I'm like, you know, I got a little annoyed, I was a little upset, and I hung up. So I go inside the house, like, now I'm the guilty person, like, now I'm in trouble. And I go inside the house, and my mom immediately hugs Leo, just shields him from this fucking monster, me. And she's just like, it's okay, mijo, and this, that, like, you know, we love you, you're okay, we know, like, you know, you're not in trouble, it's not that bad, blah blah blah. So just completely antagonizing everything that I've said, and Leo's there just like soaking up all the love and just crying with his grandma and just hugging her. So I'm like, I couldn't be that upset about it either. And then my mom's just like scolding me there, you know, you shouldn't be talking to him like this, and you shouldn't be doing this, and you shouldn't be doing that. And now I'm there, and I have to somehow apologize to my child, even though he was the one in trouble. Just, you know, just what grandparents do, I guess. But that's the kind of dad I have. He's quite the character sometimes. But, you know, that's what makes him him. And I love that Leo has two titans behind him. If I'm not around, like, he's got protection. So... yeah, just some, this is some funny stories about my dad being a grandpa and a dad at the same time. You know, we all definitely know we don't need just one day to celebrate our dads, because, you know, these guys deserve to be celebrated every fucking day possible. They're some hardworking dudes, you know, they deserve the world. I have a very imperfect dad, and yet he's fucking perfect. You know, I can never be as hardworking as him. I hope that I never give up, just like he never gave up on us. You know, he's older now, and he still wakes up to go to work, just like when I was six. This man literally needs a world disaster to happen to stop him from working. Hardcore shit. You know, my dad, like, my dad's body is not in optimal conditions, and, you know, he still goes to work every day. He's just a bad motherfucker, man. He's like... he's just such a great fucking provider. Like, you know, you could not stop him from working. It's incredible. You know, I get sick and I call in. I'm like, I'm not going in, I don't feel too good. My dad is out there with all kinds of shit going on, and he's still working the whole week. Total fucking gangster. You know, as a kid, like, I never saw him take vacation days or sick days, and I'm not making that up. Like, I... you know, you could speak to my mom about this, and it was rare. It was rare for my dad to call in or not go into work. So this man has literally worked his whole fucking life. It's insane. I owe him so much, like we all do. He's the best. If you meet him, he's a really shy guy, and he's really quiet at first, but once he opens up and he gets comfortable, he's hilarious. He's so fucking funny. His dad jokes are unmatched. And don't start any alien or Bermuda Triangle conversations with him, because he will go on and on about it. He's done some research, and he's got some wild ass theories. He claims to have been abducted by aliens, but he then claims to have been kicked out of this abduction because he was sharing it with us. He was telling us too much about the aliens, so they decided to kick his ass out. And he seemed pretty bummed about that for a while. I know it sounds crazy, but that's my dad. He's also not a... he's my dad, you know, he's not a techie guy. Although he uses Spotify like a pro now, after, you know, he used to use YouTube for music all the time. And I got Spotify, and I gave him, or I put him as part of my account, so he could easily, you know, listen to music in the background and whatnot, and find his music without having to listen to all the ads and stuff, because sometimes, like, he wasn't able to skip through, or he would exit out of stuff and have a million things open. So it just, you know, it's a whole mess on his phone. So I thought Spotify would be easier for him. So anyway, besides that, like, this man doesn't know much about technology. Like, he really doesn't. He should by now, like, fucking how old we all are, like, his ass should know, but, you know, he doesn't. But for all that knowledge that he doesn't have about technology, guess who was the person that introduced me to video games? Yes, my dad. This man does not play video games. I think he's played like 3 times his whole life since I've known him. But one day when we were kids, he showed up to the house and he told me how he was gonna get me this machine that took like cartridges in and you could play on the TV. I was little, I had no idea what he was talking about. And it makes me sound like a fucking dinosaur. It makes me sound ancient. And you know, anyone that doesn't know what this system is can go Google it. It was the old school classic Nintendo. And you know, that's the one that the classic one with the guns that you could shoot ducks and whatnot. Anyway, he brought us that one. And that's where our love for video games began. This little Mexican dude with no knowledge of, you know, technology or video games or anything like that shows up to the house with video games for his kids. It was incredible just telling that story, because I remember like it was yesterday, you know, just chilling in the living room and my dad shows up. It wasn't brand new or anything. He showed up with a plastic bag with everything in it. He bought it from a friend, I believe. And you know, it was awesome because, I mean, it was both a mistake on his part and a blessing, because, I mean, now he could keep us occupied, but we also wanted to be on that thing every single day. But anyway, thanks, Dad. Thanks, because thanks to you, I know about video games. He used to work third shift, so we didn't see him a lot during the day. But on the weekends, you know, we got to have them. And one of the things I remember the most is every weekend, and I still remember this clearly, every weekend he would take me to the video store. That's like, it was right around the corner. And he would buy me a video game every single weekend for, I don't know how long he did this for. I had boxes of video games. You know, and this is the south side of Chicago, so it was ugly as shit. Like, we had to cross this ugly ass alley and fucking crackheads around, and just, you know, it was not a pleasant neighborhood to look at. And you know, there's just some sketchy shit going on around, and it was scary. But you know, I remember that, you know, my dad, you know, I remember it being cold and rainy. That's the like the vivid memory I have. It's when, you know, it would rain and we'd still go, you know, put on your coat. And, you know, he'd put on my jacket or my coat, whatever. He never wore one. He's fucking nuts. But anyway, we'd both get ready and, you know, we'd step outside and go to the store, and we had to cross the ugly alley. But, you know, I remember just holding my dad's hand as a little kid, and like nothing seemed scary. Like, nothing, like, there's like this confidence that you had, like, you know, like your dad is this, like, you know, like he could take care of anything. And that's what it felt like for me. Like, so, you know, we go into this video store that's like its own universe, just full of movies. And that's, you know, a lot of the love that I have for film and video games, you know, stems from just going to this little video corner store with my dad. So we would, you know, we would go inside the store, and the manager would take out a big ass box full of games. And that box to me was like a treasure. Like, honestly, like my eyes lit up as soon as I saw what's in there. It was so hard to pick because there were so many games in there. But I always walked out with a game. It didn't matter what was happening. Like, I always walked out with a game if my dad took me there. And sometimes we got extra lucky. Like, sometimes he would rent a movie the same day. And fuck, it's amazing to think about those things. You know, those are memories that I never forget about. A beautiful piece of nostalgia cake that I hope never ceases to exist. One of my earliest memories that I have with him, like I mentioned, he worked third shift, so I didn't really get to see him a lot during the day because, you know, he had to go to bed and whatnot. And I joined a soccer team, and I remember, you know, I joined this team, and, you know, we'd go play or practice, and I never had him there because of his work schedule. One of my uncles would sometimes come watch me play, so I definitely thank him for that. And I hope he's listening to this one day, and, you know, he knows that I'm grateful, and I love him for that, because it definitely made a difference when I was playing. I was, you know, I used to go play, and, you know, all these kids would have their parents there, and, you know, they'd be cheering them on, and, You know, I promise, this is almost like, you know, it sounds like a fucking movie, like a scene from a movie. There's one time I was playing, and we're playing this other school, and, you know, there's all these parents on the sides, and, you know, I'm making my passes, and I'm, you know, moving around, doing my thing, right? And I look up, you know, I pass the ball, and, you know, I know I'm no longer around the ball, so I'm just, like, walking, and I look up, and I see someone, and guess who that someone is? It's my dad. It was my dad, like, literally, my dad was right there, and shit, man, it was like, that's my fucking dad. He's right there. He's watching me play. You know, he was in his, like, little cholo pose, you know, arms resting on his legs as he's, like, crouching down. You know, he just says hi to me. I was so fucking hyped. Like, I wanted to score 100 goals for this man. I went extra aggressive, you know, I was playing my heart out. I wanted my dad to see me do everything. I wanted to fucking fly. And, you know, unfortunately, I didn't get to score that day. But, you know, my dad got to see me play. And it's a forever treasure that, you know, sometimes also as the dad, you don't understand, like, how much things mean to your kids until they're older. But that's definitely one of them. Like, he got to see me play, and I was happy. Like, I could have died right there. I would have been satisfied with my life. He's such a great man, like, with all his flaws and mistakes. He's such an amazing soul. He loves playing his electric guitar. I listen to a lot of the music he used to play when I was a kid. It's mind-blowing because, you know, I used to hate that music when I was little. Like, he would play some oldies, like old school rock and some old school, like, Mexican, like, music and shit. And I used to fucking hate it. I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. And now, I promise you, it's just like with my mom, like, some of their music, or a lot of their music, it's in my top playlists. Yeah, it's fucking cool. I've learned so much from this guy, and I don't think he realizes that. When Leo was a toddler, I showed him how to make, like, a submarine out of a plastic soda bottle, and I learned that from my dad. I used to love playing with action figures. Like, that was my shit. I fucking love action figures. And there was a time that I wanted a boat, and because, you know, I didn't have a toy boat. And we lived in Mexico for a while, and this is, like, straight up third world shit. Like, there was not a lot of stores near us. We had to travel to the cities to go to any toy store. So we didn't have a lot at our disposal. So anyway, my dad took a soda bottle, like a 2-liter soda bottle, made a hole in the middle. Just cut it. He sliced it and left a little bit on it, so that he could open it, and, you know, it could still close, right? So he told me to pick my action figures or whatever, and I fit a bunch of them in there. So then he closed the bottle and he just put some duct tape around it, and then we put it in the bathtub, and I had, like, a boat submarine, and I used to fucking love this thing. Like, I used to carry it with me everywhere. And I did the same thing for my son. Like, I got a soda bottle and I made him a submarine on some engineer shit, because my dad used to do cool things like that for me. One time I broke an action figure and he heated up, like, a fucking nail and just, like, pierced the leg, because that's what had fallen off. Like, just pierced, like, some metal fucking thing through it, and he fixed it for me. Of course, the action figure's leg couldn't move anymore. But, you know, I had my action figure with all its parts again. And he was really good at fixing shit and, like, being resourceful. And I'm kind of like that, I like to say. Like, I can kind of take a few things and build stuff or fix certain things, because my dad was very inventive. Like, he was fucking smart. He was a cool fucking guy. You know, so as you can tell, a lot of what I do for my son, you know, the reason that I am the kind of man that I am today is thanks to my old man. He's probably at home right now, annoying my sweet mom, but, you know, resting from working his ass off all day. You know, make time to hang out with your dad. Get to know him. Ask him questions about his childhood. You know, ask him what his favorite things are. You know, make him eat new things. We take my dad to restaurants sometimes, and, you know, he hates it because he wants his tortillas, you know, what he's used to. And you know, we still take his ass like, no, let's go eat at this new restaurant. You're going to try some new food, you know, come hang out with us. And, you know, we do that because we love him. And, you know, we need to spend as much time with these guys as possible, because you just never know. And, you know, you want to enjoy them as much as, you know, as you possibly can. So, you know, hug your dad today a little extra hard. Maybe make him his favorite food or let him do his favorite things. You know, whatever you do today, make sure that your dad feels loved and, you know, feels appreciated, because, you know, he definitely loves you. He's raised you, right? Happy Father's Day once again. And thank you to every dad out there who does what he does, because the love for his children is all he knows. Peace and love always.